Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Hey there, it's Kelly Sparta again. Today I want to talk to you about perfectionism. So I have been trying to do these episodes of the Minis for 3 days now, and I just couldn't get myself to do it. I was just tired. So, you know, I'm getting to the point where if I don't get it done, I'm gonna not have any in time. So that would be bad, right? And so there's this perfectionism that kicks in when you get into procrastination and all of this, then perfectionism can kick in as well. And so I want to talk to you about perfectionism in this context, because we try to make it perfect, right? So, you know, oh, I got to do my makeup, I got to do my hair, I got to do my nails, I got to, right? And at some point, you know, you just got to do it. And it's not going to be perfect. And it's never going to be perfect, okay? Because we live in a world of constant change. And by definition, perfection is a moment in time at which everything is perfect, which of course can't last because the world is in constant change. So it is physically impossible for you to end up with perfection for any length of time, right? And so the key is to let go of the perfection. But, you know, the perfection's tied into a bunch of other stuff in our lives, right? We're like, oh, well, if I'm not perfect, then I'm not lovable, or I'm not good enough, or whatever, right? And those are deeper issues, and I can't cover that in a mini. I would encourage you to listen to the longer episodes of the podcast, or even better, to sign up for the Inner Peace Program if these are your issues. But perfectionism, we can talk about here, right? So perfectionism is about giving yourself permission to be human and not be perfect, right? Because nobody else is perfect. And I got news for you. I got a little secret for you. Being perfect pisses off everyone else. Nobody likes a perfect person. We do it thinking, oh, wow, you know, we're going to be perfect and everyone will have to love us because we're perfect. But in actuality, it just pisses them off. It irritates them. It annoys them because you raise the bar past the point where anybody else wants to work and you just blow the curve. And if you were that kid in school like I was, you know, the kids don't appreciate it. The adults don't appreciate it either. So, you know, you make it easier on yourself and everybody else if you let go of perfectionism. And I know you're going to be like, well, I'm all about excellence. The Pareto principle, is also known as the 80-20 rule, says that if you do 80% of the work, it is good enough. And I will tell you that is most of the time the case. And I am the queen of over-deliver and overdo and over. And I am now delivering 80%. And most of my students are like, holy shit, this is awesome. This is way cool, right? And it's because my 80% is higher than most other people's 120. That just is. And that's okay, okay? When you give yourself permission to be human, you don't have to be insanely ridiculous, right? And because I am who I am, I'm always improving, I'm always doing more. You will do that as well, because that's who you are. But at this point, I'm doing it because I want to share everything I know, not because I'm afraid it's not good enough. And you see the difference there? I want to make it better because I have more to offer and I want to, not because I have to. And the difference between want to and have to is the difference between loving yourself and not. And so I highly encourage you to give yourself permission to be human today. Be well. Do your best. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Okay? Hell, do mostly your best, and it doesn't have to be perfect. See, try it for a week. I know you don't believe me, but try it for a week. Try doing 20% less for a week and see what you find out. Okay? We'll talk to you next time.
This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.